Whenever approaching a mitzvah, one of the first things incumbent upon the individual is, let's understand the definition of the mitzvah. Along comes a mitzvah, Nicham Avelim, a tremendous mitzvah. In fact, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yedalet, Halacha Aleph, that under the rubric encompassed within the general heading of Yehavta Lerecha Kamocha, the famous Pasuk in Kedoshim, Perek Yetes, Pasuk Yerches, Rabbi Akiva tells us that Klal Gadol B'Torah encompassed therein are so many mitzvahs, myriad mitzvahs, that revolve around the Indian of Chesed, including, of course, Gemilas Chasadim, Achnos HaSarchem, Bikur Cholim, V'Nichum Avelim. And the Rambam, therefore, is mashma that it's a mitzvah derabanan. Rabbeinu Yonah in the third parak of Brachas says that it's a mitzvah deraisa, whether Nicham Avelim is deraisa, whether it's derabanan. But we see from the Rambam that there's an idea of Yehavta Lerecha Kamocha connected to Nicham Avelim. Again, it's not just about me. It's about what can I do for Yenim, and what can I do for somebody else. But at the same time, that same concept of Nicham Avelim that might be a key and a fulfillment of what V'yahavta L'recha Kamocha mandates. Mitzad Sheni, we have a Gemara at the end of the first parak, Sota Daf Yedalet Amad Aleph. The Gemara tells us, based on that well-known concept, V'yalachta B'drach of Mahu Afato, the Gemara goes on to explain that just as Hashem is Malbish Arumim, we should clothe the needy and the destitute as well. Just like Hashem is Mavakar Cholim, he came to visit Avram Avinu, so too we have to be Mavakar Cholim. And just as Hashem Yizborach Kaviyochol is Menachem Avelim, after the demise of an Avram Avinu, he came by Yivorach Yitzchak. He came, he was Menachem, and he comforted Yitzchak, the son of Avram, so too we have to be Menachem Avelim. And the Gemara goes on to say, also Kovar Mesim, etc. But Akaponim, we see that when a person is Menachem Avelim, Mitzad Echad, it's a Kiyam Aliba the Ramam of Yehavta L'Recha Kamocha, Mitzad Sheni, it's simultaneously a fulfillment of what it means to be godlike, what it means to emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho Mahu Afato, just as Hashem Yizborach is Mevaker Chola is Menachem Avelim, so too you want to be like the Eibishter, you want to follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just as a Kiyam of love thy friend, love thy neighbor as thyself, not just a kiyum of Yehavta L'Recha Kamocha, that zeklo gold of a Torah, but mitzad sheni, you want to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Sota only cites a few select examples. Granted, it's far more applicable and has many more ramifications, and nafkaminas la'alocha, but to lamaisa, what do we see? That one of the choice selections for Chazal is to illustrate that just as Hashem is Mevaker Chola, is Menachem Avelim, so too you want to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to be Menachem Avelim. So now let's look at the definition of the words. Menachem Avelim. Be Menachem, comfort. What exactly is that concept all about? So I heard once from Moshe Shapiro Shlita that the concept of being Menachem Avelim, which denotes obviously comfort them, bring them a sense of solace, a sense of consolation, but on a deeper level, the Kavana Amuka relates to the idea of Kini Chamtim Kiyasisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayinachem Hashem. We often encounter that identical terminology, the Shorash of Nun Ches Mem, that same etymology, connotes a sense of a change of perspective, a change of heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilu Hascharota, regrets Kini Chamtim Kiyasisim, that I made man after man's beginning sins at the outset of Sefer Bereishis. And Amela Vayinachem. To be Menachem means what? To give another person an opportunity to have a change of heart, a change of perspective, and thereby present them with an ability to be comforted because you're showing them a different take, a different perspective. Be Menachem them, allow them to see Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, allowing them to see that Hashem Yisbaruch Hu is defined as Mekomo Shalolam, who fills up the whole world. Which means, not like the 6th century Persian Zoroastrianism, Chalil v'chas, that there's a power of evil that God can't control. Chalil v'chas, HaPikorsus Gemura. On the contrary, everything in the world comes from Hashem. You're right, nowadays we see it as a Tova Meitiv, as a dynamis, and the Gemara Brochus, Daphne Dalit, we do recite different Brochus as different responses to various events that take place in our life. But in the end of the day, Lhasa Lava, when we're going to see that all the things, good or bad, they're all emanating from one source, and that source is Ach V'rak, the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you recognize in the here and now that Hashem is Hamokom, He fills Mekomo Shel Olam, He is everything, then everything that takes place, whether we might perceive it B'muska Rishon, B'Hashkafa Rishona, as something that temporarily mandates and is Machayev a Baruch Dynamis, but we should know in the heart of hearts that it's all coming from the same source, and that same source is the ultimate Tov and Meitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate Baal Chesed, who is the ultimate parent to us all, Avinu Shel Shamayim, who loves us far more than any parent could ever love a child. recognizing that Hashem is the makom of the world, and that everything that transpires is all coming from Him, the source of all chesed, of all unbridled and unfettered, unrestrained chesed, unparalleled in this world. We can't begin to fathom, to conceive of the limitless, the boundless rachamei shamayim and the chastei Hashem Yisbarach. You're right, there'll be a sever brocha dynamis, but know that it all comes from Hashem. Right now there's pain. It's a time of avil, of bechiyah mesped, but just know in your heart of hearts, and that in the end of the day, we're going to have a change of perspective. Hamakom yinachem eschem. It's coming out of love, because in the end of the day, kamad avin rachmanu latov avid. And the end of the day, everything the Eibishter does is 100% latov. With regards to the mitzvah that often precedes nicham aveilim, the mitzvah that we know is bikur cholim. So perhaps just to add some clarification, a lot of people say bikur cholim, just go visit. Sometimes we even go to the hospital, we expect, or we hope, oh, you know what, maybe the person's sleeping, we can't communicate, we'll just leave that letter, leave that on, yes, chalk one up for me, give me some brownie points, gadeinu chamala, I did my mitzvah bikur cholim. That's not really the mitzvah. We know there's a famous shayla in the poskim, it's discussed by Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yoredeya. We have it discussed by Rav Adi Yosef Chavadas, Bar Moshe Chokas Yaakov, Rav Yonashin Steif, Charmin Sen Relocha, Tzitz Eliezer, you name it, Mechas Yitzchak, everyone's talking about the famous Shaila. Can you fulfill the mitzvah Bikur Cholam Ayideya telephone? And kemat, the consensus that emerges from the aforementioned poskim is that Avada, certainly your Mekayim, you do fulfill Taka Chelik in the mitzvah, portion of the mitzvah, but as Rav Moshe writes, Lo Yotze Yidei Chavoso, it's not the complete fulfillment of the mitzvah. And what's the idea behind it? He writes, and your day in Reish Chav Gimel. Zok Tom Moshe, the idea is because you haven't really visited the person. Bikur Cholam doesn't just mean, as the word simply denotes, yes, go pay him a visit. Pay her a visit. Bikur Cholam is Milosh and Bikur HaKarbonis. When you inspect Karbonis for mum, for a blemish, to decide whether or not they're qualified, or whether perhaps you have to disqualify them from being offered as a karbon on the Mizbeach, the terminology is one of Bikur Hamumim. You're scrutinizing, you're doing a deep, thorough inspection. When you do the mitzvah Bikur Cholam, it doesn't just mean just pay a cursory visit. Yes, I did my mitzvah Bikur Cholam. It means go to the hospital and see exactly what does this specific chola need. Can I offer him or her a blanket? What about a soda? What about a cup of coffee? What about a sefer? What about a book? What exactly are their tzrachim? Do a maisa Bikur. Bikur means a thorough a scrutiny of their needs, their wants. What does this specific chola need me to do? How can I help them? How can I benefit them? How can I aid in their speedy recovery? That's Bikur Cholam. Mamela, we have the same poskim, and many had a Rav Adya in that same tshuva, Yechavadas and Chela Gimel, Simon Pei Gimel. And we have many other tshuvas as well. Can you be Mekayim, Nicham Avelim, Ayadeya Telephone? Along comes the Kobo and Avelus, and the Pnei Baruch, and the Sharmat and Abalacha. No, Avada, that's not the fulfillment. And come out again, the consensus in the postgame. Over here also, Rabbi Vaji Yosef and the Deborah Tziner and Ber Moshe and Chelik Beis. Again, the general consensus is that Avada, certainly you're Mekayim a Chelik of the mitzvah, but it's not the mitzvah b'miluo b'shlei Musa. You didn't fulfill lo yotzi yidei chavaso, because there's a lot more than just calling up on the telephone. In addition, writes a Sturmbach, and Charles Chuvus Chuvus van Hogus and Chele Gimel and Simon Tuf Kuf Pei Zayin. There's another element of Nicham Avelim, which is not just to be Menachem the Avelim, but it's also to give a solace, a comfort to the neshama of the Nifter. So you can write a letter. He's discussing specifically in that Chuvah and Chele Gimel and 587. Can you go in and write a letter? So he says, yes, write a letter. It can bring a person comfort. Sometimes letters are the best way. And I personally suggest, as I'm sure many others do as well, that if you did the mitzvah Nicham Avelim, sometimes, you know what, there might have been a lot of people around. They noticed you. They didn't notice you. Go home and write a letter. And write a lengthy letter, Dvar Mahayotzim in a life. Let it come, Omek HaLeif. And people have something they can hold on to for a long time. And you can sometimes say things and convey certain messages and feelings and emotions in a letter that perhaps you weren't successful at doing when you were faced opposite that Ovel B'Shas, the actual mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. So yes, write that letter. But as a Sturmach writes, or Vaji Yosef, the letter of the telephone, you still didn't go to the base Ovel. It can't suffice. That's a chelik of the mitzvah to write the mechtav, to pick up the telephone, but to be mekayim, to fulfill the mitzvah, B'Shle Musa, go to the visit, because simultaneously it's doing something not just to comfort the Avelim themselves, but it's doing something for the neshama of the niftar of the mace as well. So when it comes to the mitzvah Nicham Aveilim, you can write the letter, and you should write that letter, and you should certainly follow up with phone calls, as a Moshe himself suggests, and that's Shuvah Nigros Moshe, and that yes, follow up with phone calls, but know that at least you went, first and foremost, and you went to the house to be Menachem Aval. So now a person's ready to go be Menachem Aval. Let's take the two ideas that we presented thus far, and let's sort of merge and fuse the two together. So Nicham Aveilim, just like Bikur Chola means, a scrutiny, analyze what does a person need. Nicham Aveilim means I'm not just going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to be Menachem, I'm going to comfort, and I'm going to try in some way change the person's perspective and bring them solace and bring them comfort. So the Chavetz Chaim writes in Amas Ches in a Parakeh, Shlok Kodesh writes as well, become a Tuchti in a number of places, they should speak. You should be medaber, dvarim, and the Shlo even talks about mesamchem, and you might bring him upon him yofus, but stam l'chavetz chaim, it's one of the greatest chasodim. Go out and speak things that are nogei of the mace, that are nogei of the nifter, that are relevant, that are germane. Get the ovil to go out and speak, to open up a little bit about their mother, about the father, about the close relative. And be menachem with the koach hadibur. But we all know, it's a famous halacha, and Yerodeya and Torah Shulchan Aruch, in the very beginning of Simon Shin Ayin Vav, and Yerodeya and Sephalov writes Rabbi Yosef Cairo, based on the memory of Rabbi Yochanan, Moikotan, Chamchesem, and Beis, that Eina Mesablam Rishom Leftoach, you're not granted permission, you don't have the license to open up and to speak until the Aveilim Aposeach Rishon. First, you have to allow them to open up their mouths. So this is very interesting, Alach Lamaisa. Here we have a member of Rabbi Yochanan Paskin now in Torah Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeya Shin Ayin Vav. You have to let them speak first. Now, it is important to keep in mind that before you go to the Beis Avil, since we know Bikur, when I did my Bikur Cholam, I did a deep, thorough scrutiny and I analyzed what are the needs. You have to know what are the needs of this specific Beis Avil. No two Beis Avils are alike. No two individuals are alike. They don't react to this. Different personalities. Kashem Shein. Everybody's different. Everyone looks different. Everybody reacts differently towards a tragedy, towards a calamity, a predicament, Rahman al-Atzlan. So the first thing you have to know is be Masadr. And there's even a Zohar, a Kaddish, and Parshas Kairach bought by Rav Vosner and Shuvas Shevet Alevi in Yerodeya. And Reishud Gimel writes Rav Vosner based on the Zohar, person before walking into the Beis Avil, be Masadr your thoughts. No, where am I walking into right now? What are the people like? Don't just stop. Oh, it's a Motei Shabbos. Let me chop right. I'm on the way. You know what? I'm going out to eat. I'm going out to visit somebody else. Let me stop in. Oh, you have to know. You have to tell Lachas Abeis Avol. Lachas Abeis Mishnah. Before I go to the Vord, let me stop in. Let me be Yaitzi Zayin. And let me go in and pay a 10-minute visit. No. Before you go and know that no two Beis Avols are alike. No two Avelim react in a similar fashion. Stand outside the house for a moment or two, or better yet, what I try and do is sit in the car for a little bit and try and assess the situation. Whom am I really going to speak now? Whom am I going to comfort? Know the people, know the situation. Did you do your research? And know the names. Always look at the cards, know that you got the name right. Know that you know how to pronounce the name. Know that when you're going into the Beis Avil, you did your requisite research. I want to know, is this a father, is this a mother? What did the father, what did the mother do? Whatever research you could have done beforehand, do your research. That's all nichlal. And what it means, before I do the mitzvah Nicham Aveilim, I want to do it right. You did your research, you know, a parent, before you say something wrong, was this person from? Were they unfortunately not from? Know the information, know the basics, do your requisite research before you walk in the door. And certainly, if you didn't have the tools to do, you didn't have the resources, and you couldn't do the proper Ian, the proper research beforehand, at least sit in your car for a minute or two, stand outside the house, be masada your thoughts, know the situation, assess the situation appropriately, and then you walk in the door. You walk in the door. Here we have halacha. You don't start speaking until the Aveilim start speaking first. And now, sometimes you walk into a house, and the Aveilim, they're very quiet, whether they're introverted by nature, or they're stam reticent people, or perhaps the situation has frozen them to a certain degree, and they just can't open up. The Baal Mechaber, the Tzitz Eliezer of Oldenburg, he brings a Maisa Rav with the Chozen Ish, that the Chozen Ish, Rav Avram Yeshaya Karelitz Echatzadik Lavrocha, was once walking into a Beis Avil, and he saw that the Ovil, he was margish, he sensed from the outset that the Ovil couldn't be Boseach, he couldn't open up, so the Chozen Ish started first. It's a Maisa Rav, Rishon Mazalman, he also brings it, Rishon Mazalman said, that even though, yes, we have halacha, you don't open up, if the Ovil didn't open up at all, Avadi, you could still say, Hamalkim, Yerachem Esam, Esam Shavalitzim, Eshalayim, that for sure you could do, if by the time you left, you didn't have a chance to have any conversation, that certainly, Rishon Mazalman writes, you could do before you leave. But the Chazon Ish, if you sometimes go to Beis Avon, you sense that the person taka wants to talk. And they want to open up, but they just can't. In such a case, you see the Maestro of the Chazon Ish, you can be Poseach. But let me throw out another Shaila. And I myself have encountered this on more than one occasion. Sometimes you walk into Beis Avon, especially a house where perhaps not everybody is from, or they're not as from as you would have expected or hoped for. Sometimes they're talking about Dvarim Shomabakach or Rachmanu Litzan. You go into Beis Avon, people are having a conversation about the latest sports, about the NBA finals. Rachmanu Litzan, what are they talking about? There's a Beis Avon, it's certainly not covered for the Nifter. And maybe even this is not appropriate conduct for the Avelim themselves. Writes with Sternbach and Shuvas, the Anhogus, and Chaylik Beis, and Shin Ayin Vov. Says, Avada, if you're dealing with a case where people are talking about Dvar Mishamabakach or inane, senseless ideas, certainly if the elbow is sitting there quietly, then you're allowed to say, you know what, I'm going to get the elbow's attention, and I'm talking going to be, and I'm allowed to be Poseach Tchila in such an instance, so that we could change, we could redirect the course of the conversation, and now we'll focus on the Avelim, we'll focus on the Nifter. So sometimes the elbow is sitting there quietly, but I've seen cases, sometimes they've dragged the elbow into the conversation, and you know in your heart of hearts that the elbow really doesn't want to be talking about the Knicks or the Rangers. He doesn't want to be talking about the latest movies or Chalila Vachas. He really wants to be talking about his parents, his dear beloved mother or father. In such a case, then Avada, based on Rasumach, yes, you can be Paseach Techila and redirect, rechannel the conversation, because in the end of the day, that's what the Avelim really want to speak about. Part of the idea, the Ruch HaShulchan discusses it as well, and Shin Ayin Vav, and the Chavetz Chaim and Avas Chesed, Avan is certainly part of the idea, you want them to be Koveya. We learn it out from Psukim, the Gabi Iyuv, but you want them to be Koveya, you want them to be established. You want them to establish what's the nature of the conversation going to be like. And you have to try yourself to model the way you sit should be in accordance with the appropriate type of sitting at a Beis Avon. Never answer your cell phone. The cell phone should be turned off completely. Never sit there. You can have a conversation with an Avel and you say, oh, what's the big deal? The phone's ringing, I'll shut off. You're there with the Avel. All of you has to be there with the Avel. And that means, ah, you have a vibrating phone? He's going to know if you have a vibrating phone. Shut the phone off completely. There's nothing else going on. You're not going in the chevra. Why do we have halachas about you're not supposed to shake hands and give a shalom aleichem to anybody else in the Beis Avel? Your focus has to be, I'm here for the Avel. Let the Avel be Koveya. What's this conversation? What turn is the conversation going to take? So yes, you've sat there opposite the Avel, and you're waiting for him or her to be Poseach Techila. They open up. Let them talk. Give them the opportunity. Let them speak. Let them just go. Let them release their pain. Let them express their emotions and sit there. But don't just sit there. You're not paying attention to any other conversations in a Beis Avel. Your phone has been completely turned off. You are all there with them. Let your posture somehow model their posture. I'll let your behavior model where they're at. And try and follow suit. Let them lead you. And just be there. Give them your ear, but more than your ear. Give them all of you. And listen. That's the greatest comfort. That somebody came. He wasn't rushing out anywhere. He didn't look at his watch. He didn't sense the vibrating phone in his inner jacket pocket. There were no phones, no notes taken out, no other distractions, no looking at the watch. You were all there for them, and they get a sense of that. And they'll know that. And that's what they want more than anything. How many stories do we have of Gedolim that came to pay a Shiva visit? Whether it's Rav Ari Levin, Rav Zalman Meltzer, the stories abound. They came, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, they came, they sat there. And what do? They just cried with the Avel. They just sat there listening, commiserating, empathizing and sympathizing with the Avel's pain. And that's really what they want. Be there for me. Be there with me in my pain. So you did that. And you did your initial assessment. You did your requisite research beforehand. You know exactly what the relationship, however much you can find out. You know where the person was from, not from. You know what they accomplished. Be able to come in and say, you know, I didn't remember, well, your mother did this and your father accomplished this and I heard they were part of this organization and this. Chesed, let them hear how great their parents were. That itself gives them incredible comfort. Let them hear about the Ma'ilas and the Shvach. You're not there to play rabbi to them. And even the rabbis, you're not there to play rabbi to Shiva vision. You're not there to say, well, it's a kapara and this is a kapara. Maybe this is... You're not here to talk about, oh, let's satisfy my curiosity. I've been by Beis Avels, and I see people coming, oh, so tell me, son, how old was he? Oh, and what did he die of? And how sick was he? If the Avel wants to talk about that, again, you'll follow his or her lead. You'll follow their direction, but you're not there to satisfy your own curiosity. You want to pique your curiosity, okay? Oh, well, how many months was he sick, and where was he in the end, and how, what did he die of? And that's none of your business right now. They want to share it, that's up to them. Your business is, I'm going to follow his or her lead. I'm going to be there for them. I want to say over the shvach and the mitzvah. Yes, because mitzad echad, it's good for the nifter, mitzad sheni for the avelim themselves. Let them be koveya what's good for themselves. And lekulei alma, everybody agrees that what every avel needs is be here with me in my pain. Now, sometimes if you can shed that tear together with them, or just emotionally to put on those panim and let them know that your pnimius is there with them in the moment, in that time. Yes, be there and commiserate and feel their pain, be there together with them and let them lead you and talk about the shvach and the milus of the parents, v'chulei v'chulei, go on and on, how amazing they are. And that note, we move now to the next stage. You were there, you waited until they opened up first, until they were koveya. You might follow up with a telephone call, you might follow up with a letter. At the end of the day, you want to try and leave with some divrei nechama, some comfort. So yes, the shvach and the milus that helps in the legacy and that we'll never forget them. You have to know that we leave with hamalkim yinachem eschem esoshar v'leitzion v'yishamayim. What is this idea, the end of the phrase? Hamalkim yinachem eschem, so that we discussed, recognizing first and foremost Hashem is makomo shel olam, that which is good, that which we might perceive, but muskarishin to be bad, negative, chalila v'chas, it all comes from the same makom, and all loving and all merciful HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the kulo, meitiv, and mabrius, the makor of all the chas de'elya. At the same time, yinachem eschem, recognizing that will give you a change of perspective, and at the end of the day, it's all good. We're not here to convince the Avelim how it's good right now. That's something that takes time. It takes time. We might not know it until the next world, until Gan Eden Shemayla. But right now, it's to try and give them that basic level of comfort, which Mamela will help give them a level of perspective. And then we go on to the end of the line. Hamalkim Yenachem Eschem B'Soshar V'Leit Zion Yerushalayim. Together with all the other mourners over Zion and Yerushalayim, what's going on here? What are we doing? Why are we bringing up the Churban? Why are we bringing up Shar Avelim? Sturmach writes, and Shinai and Ches, and Chelik Beis of Chuas van Hagus, and a part of what we're trying to convey is that you're not the only one suffering. We're suffering with you, because this to us is like the Churban HaBayis. And the same way that all of Klal Yisrael collectively, we're all mourning as we have been, Rachmana Litzlan, for thousands of years. We're all together in this Birag Zal mourning for the Churban HaBayis, and so too you should know that your loss is a loss for me as well. Now, never to go in and tell them, oh, that I feel the loss, it's not equal, it's never equal. And sometimes people go to Beis Avel, and they say, well, you know, she lived into her 90s, that is great, that is a bracha. And sometimes you could mention it if it's in the appropriate setting, the appropriate time. It's a gevaldige bracha, riches yamim, wow, such a riches yamim, how were they zilcha? Was it kibbutz of aim? Was it not speaking lashon hara? Tell me about the milas, I want to hear about the amazing milas, but at the same time, you have to recognize going in as well, and that a Yiddish mama is a Yiddish mama, whether she was nifteres achmona litzlan at a young age, at 50, at 60, at 70, whether it was at 80, 90, 100, at 120, a Yiddish mama is a Yiddish mama, a Yiddish tata is a tata. And I've gone to Shiva homes, and it could be a 70-year-old person sitting Shiva for a 100-year-old parent, but a parent is a parent. A relative is a relative, and they always feel pain. And we can never feel the pain that they're feeling, but at the same time, a rites of Sturmbach, and we want to try and convey to them that we're attached to you in this pain. Because in the end of the day, we're all Klal Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Ravens of Azeh, and just as we're mourning for the Churban, we're mourning right now together with you. We're mourning with all the other Avalei Tzim HaShalayim, and Ezra of Sturmach, not just are we mourning with you, because we too are suffering the loss of the Churban, and this is all connected, and all the loss, the fact that we don't have Yemos Mashiach, the fact that we don't have Tchiyas HaMeisim, it's all Noveh, it's all emanating forth from the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're all together with you in this current state of mourning, and at the same time, just like we don't understand this ongoing harsh and bitter exile. Einenu mivinim, we just bechlal, chvesnish, we don't understand, we can't comprehend the long and bitter exile that Hashem has subjected us to. So too, we can't understand why you have to be suffering the way you're suffering. Whether the parents, it's great, give them comfort. Yes, it's gevaldik, your parents was incredible. Your relative was unbelievable, what they accomplished, the milus, their erlichkeit, their firmkeit, it's myridik, it's gevaldik, but recognize, and they're suffering a loss at the same time, regardless of age, we're together with them, and in the end of the day, we still don't always have a havana. Regardless of the age, whether it was a debilitating disease, regardless of the ailment, the infirmity, whether it was mises neshika, in the end of the day, we don't really understand everything. Don't try and play the rabbi. Certainly don't try and play HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, this happened because of this reason. This happened because of Kapara. Oh, it happened for this. Oh, that's not what you're here for. That's between them and the Eibushter. It's between them. If they want to speak it over with the Rabbanim, there's a time and a place. You're there with one primary focus, a paramount concern. And the base level is, how can I show these Avelim that I'm there with them, for them, I feel their pain, I'm margish their tsar, and I want to try and lift them up by letting them know that I'm here for you, but not just here for you now, I am always here for you. And when was the last time after you paid the shiva visit, did you give a follow-up phone call? Did you write a follow-up letter? What about follow-up calls after the shiva? A lot of people say, oh, shiva's over. Well, I got it in, I chopped it in. And there's shyness in the poskim, going in the first day, going in the first 3 days. I'm sure all the rabbanim will tackle those issues. Well, let's say you timed it right, and you went between day 3 and 70, you would say, and maybe even went back for a second visit. But you know what? The shiva's over. What about follow-up? If you really care, and you show the person that when I came, it wasn't just to be yotzeisayim, but I truly cared, and I commiserated, and I felt your pain, and I felt your sympathy, and I was there with you. And let's say you don't have the time, and you can't do the follow-up calls and the follow-up letters. What about a follow-up visit? What about when shiva ended? Did you then go ahead and say, maybe I could still reach out? What does the person need? I'm here with you and I will always be here for you. That's what we want to convey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Hashem is always here for you. And so too, V'halachta bedrachav mahu afata, just as Hashem Yisbarach, I will always be here for you. I will always be here to comfort you. So too, I will make myself available. Whatever I can do, please let me know. However I can bring you comfort anyway, you want to schmooze about it, you want to go out for a cup of coffee, you want to talk, you want me to stop by, whatever I could do, I will always be here for you. An individual, Rahman al-Tzlan, loses a parent, a dear beloved father, mother. As we mentioned before, regardless of age, a Yiddish mama is always a Yiddish mama. She could have been at Niftara, Rahman al-Tzlan, at a young age, under the age of 60 even perhaps. Could be 70. David tells us that Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadi, and Pasuk Yud. And maybe it was 80. Maybe she got to Gevuras. And you know what? Even if it was at 113, like a woman who died recently, Jewish lady, 113, and even if it's at 120 at the May of Esra, a parent is a parent. And a person's always going to be missing a parent. And yes, you want to go to that Beis Avil, and you want to be Menachem, you want to do your research beforehand, and you want to be able to extol the many virtues, you want to bring a Nechama to that Chelek of the Neshama that is there now during the course of the Yimei Shiva in the Beis Avil. One aspect, as we mentioned, is, and it's based on the Zohar HaKadosh, Rav Sternbach discusses it in Shuvas Van Hagis and Chelek Gimel and Siman Tavka Pei Zayin. You want to make sure that there's an Nicham for the Mace as well. That's why you want to go and you want to talk about the Shvach and the milus, extolling the many virtues of the departed, of the deceased. I mean, Tzad Sheni, you're here, first and foremost, to be Menachem Le'Avela. You want to give them comfort. We spoke about the Halachan Shinayin Vav and Sif Aleph, waiting until their Poseach Tachila. Let them direct the course of the conversation, the topics of the conversation. Let them speak. Let them go. Let them ramble on if they so desire. Daigal Blavesh, Yasechen Elachir, Mechavetz Chaim writes, some of the greatest chassadim we could do in the world is just be there as a listener. A listener means my phone is completely off, I'm not looking at my watch, time is not right now relevant to me. I am here to be with the Avil 100%, all of me, all of my Atzmius, all of my Panemius, to give them an ear, to give them me, to sympathize, to empathize, to commiserate. Mitzat Sheni, before I walk out with my Hamokam Yenachem Eschem, Vesoshar V'Leitzin V'Shalayim, perhaps I want to try and give some Divrei Nechama. So one thing that I felt is very poignant, something that's always moved me a lot, is a beautiful Mechtav, that Rav Yitzhak Kerner, the Baal HaPach Yitzchak, a letter that he wrote to a Talmud, in the midst of Shiva, he writes in the Igra Sukhsavim HaPach Yitzchak and Igra Reish Membeis. And Rav Udra quotes Chazal, it's not actually, these words don't appear in the actual Chazal, Brok, Hare, Davua, but Rashi, and Ksuvis, and Erevin, we have very similar Lashonis, but it's the Lashon HaYadua, Brok, Hare, Davua, that a son is literally the knee, the extension, the leg of his father. What exactly were Chazal trying to convey? Ask Rav Udra, why is the son the leg? Why is the son not the arm, not the eye, not any other aver? You could have selected l'chaira, apparently you could have chosen any other aver of the body and said that the son is the hemshech, is the continuation of the father. Why not just state that simply? Baruch b'ircha ketana, just let me know, inform me, Chazal, that the son is the hemshech of the father. But yet Chazal, always with their choice wording, with their choice terminology, are trying to convey a much deeper thought and a far more profound message. So what, asks Rav Udra, were Chazal trying to convey by invoking this choice wording of Bra Kare Diavua, the son, is the knee, is the leg, the extension of the father? So listen to what the Baal HaPachad Yitzchak writes so beautifully, Kedarka B'Kodesh. Writes the Chaim Bulin Rosh Hashiva of Hunner as follows. He says, when a person passes away, as the Gemara in the end of Brachos, Samach Dal Adam Aleph tells us, that to a living person we depart and we say, Lich Lishalom, as the Grohl, the Marsha, and others explain, you're always going towards peace, towards Shlemus. Lishalom doesn't just mean a blanket statement of peace. It conveys the greater statement of Shlemus, Shlemus, Beino Levein Atzma, Beino Levein Kono, Beino Levein Chavero, all around, all encompassing Shlemus. Lech Lishalom, go towards Shlemus. Go Mechay Lechay. Why? Because you're Holech. You're always on the move. You're always on the go. But a person who passes away, what do we say to a mace? We don't say Lech Lishalom, but rather Lech Bishalom. As the Marsha and others explained, go in a state of peace. There's no more opportunity for growth. You're not growing. You're not steiging. No more opportunity for Liman HaTorah, for mitzvahs. This is Hayom Lasos and Mocher Lekam Ascharim. That's the place, Gan Eden Shamayla, the proximity to the Ashros Hashchina, to the Kisa Kavod. That's where Tzadikim Yoshvim Vatoseim Barashayim and enemies of Hashchina. They're basking in the warmth and proximity to the ever illuminating divine presence. That's Gan Eden Shamayla. That's Olam Haba. Right now, there's a world for doing. So the person passes away. Lech Bishalom, go in your current state of peace. So where do we see the Nekudas HaChilek, the point of distinction? Lishalom versus Bishalom. Are you a Holech or are you a Omeid? The Navi Zechariah tells us, Paragimel Pasuk Zayin, V'nasati lecha mahalchem bein ha'omdem ha'ela. Person in this world has to be like a tzaddik, who is defined by the Navi as a Holech. He's on the move, he's on the go, he's growing, he's steiging, he's always going up the ladder in Ruchnius. Like the girl writes in Mishlei, if you're not going up, then willy-nilly you're going down. You always have to be steiging, growing in life. You have to be a Holech, you can't be an Itzav, you can't be an Omid. So what happens? A person passes away. A person loses a parent, a dear, beloved father or mother, regardless of age. Regardless of how much they accomplished in life. Yes, they did so much. And you want to do your research and you want to repeatedly convey to the Avil what a spectacular, what a remarkable role model this parent was, because look at what they accomplished. As a Holech in life, look at what they did. They did A, B, C, and D. Look what they did, Baruch Nias. But not only that, based on what they did, look how they've memela inspired, whether directly or indirectly, look how they've inspired so many people. And you know what? They've inspired me. Let them know that your life has been changed. Let them know that if your life hasn't been changed until now, how much of their lessons in life you've now inculcated and ingrained within yourself, that henceforth, Mikan Alhaba, you're going to change. You're going to become a bigger, better person because of the life that they lived as a Holech. But now let's go back to Rav Huttner. You're right, when they lived, they accomplished A, B, C, and D. Look what they did. Baruch Nei Yisab HaGashmiyus. Look at the Nachas Ruch Tere Bori Olam. Look at how much they were. Lahagdil Torah Ladiru Dem Abrakot Shemayim. Over and over again. And give them that comfort. Let them know what a Nachas they could take from having such wonderful role models that they could emulate throughout the course of a lifetime. But Sof Kol Sof Acharek Achos HaKol. They're now in Gan Eden Shamayla. And yes, they have no pain. And yes, based on their zechuyos, their nenemis of Hashchina, their proximity to the Kesa Kavod, Givaldik Sheva Givaldik. But they're not a Holech any longer. Saktov Hunter, but you children, bra kari deavua. The Koach Halicha is ingrained in what? Not in the eyes, not in the Yadayim, specifically in the Koach Raglayim, by having knees, as opposed and contradistinction to the angels in God's celestial court. They don't have knees. They can't jump. They fly. They have wings. But they're not Hochem. They're described by the Navi as Omdim, as Nitzavim, as idle, as motionless. They don't have a Chiruch Hashas. They're not growing. Yes, this person was a Holech in the course of their incredible lifetime. But so, of course, so they're now an Omeid, but they left you, the dear beloved children, and you're following in their ways. That's a nicham that you could give to them. Mitzanecha, look at your amazing parents. Look at what they accomplished as illustrious role models for not only you, the family, but we also followed. We also watched and observed, and we also have learned that we've changed our lives for the better because of your dear mother, because of your dear father, and we're going to change other people's lives all because of that incredible, renowned role model that your parent was. Aye, but what about the Nechama to them? Don't worry, they're not stopping to be a Holech. Practically speaking, they went from being a Holech to an Omei, to an Itzav. But leaving over children like you, I want you. Look at the children that they produced. Look at the Avelim you now came to be Menachem. Find something. Aye, they might not be the greatest people. Everyone's got positive qualities. Everyone has noble character traits, great attributes that you can latch onto. Find something great in these people and say, oh, I see your parents in you. That's the greatest Nechama. not just you're doing great things. I see you're doing great things because of the parents that you had. I see you're doing amazing things now, because of what your parents, how they were machanech you. I see your parents in you. You're perpetuating their legacy. Not just because you're taking a name of a dear parent and a child, and Baruch Hashem, you're going to give it to the child, and Baruch Hashem, you should have Simchas this year, dear Shami Moikatan, the Merishin, Bamiba Rabba, and Baruch Hashem, you should have a Ben Zachar this year, and that'll bring a kapara to the Gatsa Mishpacha. Gevaldik, but you know what? Even before perpetuating the legacy by merely giving over a name, far more importantly, you're living by their ideals. You're carrying on their messages, you're carrying on their life work, you're carrying out their Etzamahus, their core essence, what they were like. Role models to all. I see your wonderful parents in you. I see how you're carrying on that tradition. You're being mamshech viter, that chashava, that halon mesorah. That's what you're doing. I see your parents in you. Your parents didn't stop being a holech. Bra kara devua. Concludes Rav Huttner. The son is the knee, the leg, the figurative metaphorical leg, the hemshech zosameras. You're the continuity, the perpetuity of what your parent was all about. Because I see your parent in you. And the more you're mamshech fighter, the more you continue henceforth, you continue onward, carrying out the mitzvahs masam tov and the arbotzah satorah, the tmichas chazokas satorah, supporting Torah, learning Torah. As Rav Eliyahu Gutmacher writes in Sukkah Sholem, yes, saying Kaddish is gevaldik, and being a shliach tzibur is gevaldik, but l'mayim l'mikulam doing mitzvahs, and Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, Talmud Torah, the schus of Talmud Torah, is the greatest thing you could do, Talmud Torah derabim, writes Rav Eliyahu Gutmacher, it's the greatest nechama, and the greatest nachas ruach that you could bring from the neshama of the niftar. And so imagine, your parents were involved in that, your father, your mother, that's what they did. Torah, mitzvahs, masa tovim, find out, do your research, what they did with their lifetimes. Listen attentively in a base level. Always have your ears open. What are other people saying? Wow, that's amazing. Really? Your father did? Can you tell me about that? Your mother did that? Kavaldak, what? Well, but you do that too. You're mamshech, your parents' fighter. Bura kora devua. Yes, to them we might have related lech bishalom, go in peace, but in the essence, it's really lech lishalom because you are the kari devua. You're the figurative legs that are mamshech, your parents' noble work. And all their accomplishments, you're taking it weiter. That's the perpetuity. That's the hemshechiyut of their legacy. That's not stam. Let's give over their names. Let's remember. Let's look at the photo albums. And let's look at their accomplishments and the awards and the diplomas and all their things that they received from the moistis and the various yeshivas and schools, etc. In the end of the day, I'm looking at you and I see your parents in you. And I see you continuing. Give them that push. Give them that encouragement. Give them that feeling of warmth and of comfort, of nichum, by saying how much you see the wonderful work of their parents. In them, the more they continue doing what they're doing, Baruch Hashem, will give the greatest nachas ruach because that's what allows the parents to continue onwards. Brokar devua, that's the greatest nachama. Your parents are alive and well, as they always will be. Brochas yudchesam and beis, tzedikim afilu b'misosam kruin yuchayim, befrat, especially, you know when they're alive and well? When the wonderful, remarkable children continue their noble life's work. Baruchnius uvagashmius, they continue. That's perpetuating that wonderful legacy. That's what's keeping the memories alive. Always lishalom towards more and more and more shleimus. That nachas ruach will enable and empower a continuous ascent of that heilig neshama and gan eden shamayla mechayil achayil. One of the most difficult and heart-wrenching scenarios that play out is when one is presented with a mitzvah nicham avelim to enter a beis avil, where parents, and very often young parents, are sitting shiva for lo aleinu, a child. Based on my work as a rav in Chai Lifelines Camp Simcha, unfortunately there are far too many cases, and even more than one case is already too many, where a young child loses his or her life in their fledgling years, and often it's due to yena machla, whether it's a cancer, a leukemia. Sometimes it could be due to a hamisa mishuna. Regardless of the source of death, the ailment, the infirmity, the loss is one of the most painful losses conceivable, imaginable to mankind. So how does one enter Beis Avil and do the right thing? I think it's important, first and foremost, what's crucial is that you follow the halacha in Shin Ayin Vav and Sif Aleph. You wait until they give you the direction. You wait until the Avelim themselves are Poseich Tachila. They open up their mouths. Let them lead you in the right direction. again, to emphasize, and it can never be emphasized enough, to let them know that you're there with their pain. You're there commiserating, sympathizing with them. But at the same time, whether tears are coming down, whether they see emotionally that you're fully there with them in the moment of Nechama Ve'elam, we can't understand. We just don't understand. You're not here to play the Ribono Shel Olam. And not here to ever tell them this is a kapara for this and that. That's between them and the Eibishter. You're here to be their friend. You're here to be their Menachem. And what they need now is a listening ear. Let them talk about the wonderful attributes, the characteristics, the aptitudes, the talents of their dear child. Now listen with an attentive, captivated ear. Give them all of you, all of your attention, and let them lead you by the hand. And the end of the day, you feel, okay, I sat here, I listened, I commiserated. I'm there in their pain with them. So follow their lead and talk yourself, especially if you did the requisite research beforehand. Talk about the milas. Talk about the shvach of this child. And maybe you made some inquiries beforehand, before you walked in the door. Yes, when I heard that your child did this, I heard your child was like that. And what if it was a child at a young age and they weren't in school and you couldn't pick up any maislach, etc. But I heard about their smile. I heard about their warmth. I heard about the way they sang, the way they danced, the way they were at the Shabbos table, the way they did their parsha sheets. Whatever the case is, you found out something and highlight that, a mark. Yes, I heard that they were something special. We'll never forget them. We'll never forget your child's smile lit up the room. The way your child just looked at people and the handshake or just made other people laugh. Highlight those positive traits. Let them know what an amazing child they had. Wow, you guys must have done an amazing job at raising such a spectacular child. How lucky this child was to have parents like you to take care, even though it wasn't for that long. It was way, way too short. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that you're going to be the choice parents to raise this Halak and Neshama, which Hashem Yisbarach took away prematurely in His infinite wisdom as part of His intricate, complex master plan that we cannot begin to fathom, to conceive. We just have to go and just trust that for some reason or another, Hashem decided in His infinite master plan. And yes, the Ramban and Shaar Gemul, and he talks about Gilgul Neshamas when a child dies young and innocent before Bar Bas Mitzvah. We don't understand Gilgul, not Gilgul, but what we do understand is that Hashem Yisbarach decided that you're the best parents in the world for Hashem to entrust with this holy, this halig, pure, pristine neshama, which is going to be taken away prematurely before the age of a bar bas mitzvah, before they were subject, before they had das, to be called a bar onshin, ben shlosh esrei lemitzvos. They're not even at the age of das. Hashem took them away in their pure, pristine state. All they have are zechuyas merubas. All they have are mitzvos amasim tovim, are good things in their backpack as they go on that journey to Gan Eden Shemayla, to be mamish, part of Shorash Nishmas Knesset Yisrael Tachas Kisei HaKavod. They're there with the Ribono Shel Olam being metayel in Gan Eden Shemayla, and no sin, no stain that ever tarnished or ever sullied their soul in any way, shape, or form. They are in the highest of highs. They died pure and pristine in that same initial glorious state. Hashem says, I'm bringing them closer to me than ever before. Can you imagine? You must have been such amazing, amazing parents. I can't imagine your pain. I can't imagine your suffering, and I can never begin to imagine that suffering. And I know that loss is irreplaceable. At the same time, dear parents, it's amazing. Hashem gave you this nisayon. Hashem gave you this challenge. And for some reason, He decided you're the best parents in the world. And from what I heard about your son, from what I heard about your daughter, now I could see it. You are the best parents in the world for them. And Hashem Yisbarach decided that whether it's for that 1 year, that 2 years, or 3 years, four or five, they're so short years. But Hashem decided that this holy neshama, which is going to do so many great things, has done so many amazing things, have brought smiles and happiness to so many people, and certainly to the parents and the grandparents and the extended family. And that Hashem entrusted these two people, you're the parents of this amazing daughter, of this incredible son. Unbelievably special people you must be. And that Hashem entrusted this holy, halig, special neshama in your hands to care for, to tend to, for these precious years, I can only imagine how special a child you had and how special parents this child was zocha to have itself. Now, one idea that often comes to mind as an idea expressed by the Piasetzer Rebbe of Klonimus Kalman Shapira in a Sefer Eish Kodesh at Parshas Chaye Sorah, the Piasetzer Rav writes as follows. And the Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us Nav Heim and Aleph that Nehmar Bris be Yisurin v'Nehmar Bris be Melach. The concept of a bris appears in conjunction to Yisurin, to suffering, and appears likewise in conjunction to salt. Ma Melach Memasekes as Abosar, just as salt sweetens up the meat, so too Yisurin Memarkin Gufa Shel Adam, the Yisurin come and they cleanse and they purge all the impurities and imperfections, they cleanse the human soul. Ask the Piasetzer Rebbe, and let's keep in mind this is a Rebbe who himself died at a young age, who was witness in the Warsaw Ghetto to his Talmidim, his loved ones dying in full view of himself. Sought Tzoros Ayumos Amo, the most fearful, the most difficult measures of suffering he was privy to, he was witness to. And here he is writing in his Eish Kodesh, Pashas Chayisara, he brings the Vart B'Shem Menachem Edom Yerumenov, and he says as follows. He says, what's the likeness, the similarity of Yisurin to salt? And he says, what's unique about salt? Salt is put into the meat to get rid of the bad stuff and to not allow any bacteria or anything to come in. If you put in too much salt, you're going to ruin the piece of meat. It's too salty. No one's interested in tasting it. But at the same time, if you put in too little salt, then you won't achieve a perfected state of that geshmak, a piece of meat. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate chef. He is the connoisseur, kaviyochol, who is cooking up the world. Hashem Yisbarach, only Hashem in his, with his infinite wisdom, kaviyochol, knows to give an individual the precise measure of Yisur. He won't give you 1 ounce more than you can handle because he doesn't want to break you, because he loves you too much, he never wants to break you. But le'idach gisa, from the other side of the coin, from yet a different perspective, Hashem says, that I want to bring out godless greatness in this person. I want to bring greatness in this young couple and this family. And for some reason, in his infinite wisdom, we can't fathom, we can't conceive, we can't understand why Hashem would want to give you an incredible neshama and then take it away so prematurely to give you this painful. But we know that if it's not pain that you can handle, Hashem wants to give it to you. And Hashem wants to bring out godless. Famous Ramban, who writes in several places, starting with the end of Parshas Vayera in connection and association with Akedas Yitzchak, they sign his Lashon Neis Lehesnoseis Bo. It's to lift you up high, and it's at the same time as the Ramchal and others describe, Hashem is holding you up high based on the Medrash. And he says, look what I'm selling. Look at this Yiddishkeit. Look at these people. I gave them a glorious, special neshama to care for. I entrusted these amazing people with this holy, pure, pristine neshama. And look at them. Look at this Nisayin. And still, look at their Frumkeit. Look at their Erlichkeit. Look at how they're growing Mitoch. This Yisur, look at their special people, look at their connection to the Eibishter. This is the Yiddishkeit that I'm selling. Look at these Anoshim Gedolim Anmaod. Hashem Yisbaruch only picks his best. And you're right, sometimes it's hard. And many people say, I don't want to be the best. Hashem, don't love me too much. I just want to be like every Tom, Dick, and Harry. You know what? Let me just have my wife. And let me have my kids, my 2, 3, 4 kids. Let me be able to pay the tuitions. Let me be able to pay the bills. And pay the electric bill. Let me be able to have my kviyas seat in the Torah. I'll learn my 2, 3 hours a night. Let me have my parnasa. I'll go into Kli Kodesh, whatever it is. God, we got a good plan. This is what I envision. I'll be an Erlich Hayid, and life will be great. And you know what? Sometimes Hashem Yisbaruch says, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. I'm sorry, Tom, Dick, and I don't want you to be a regular guy. You're not a regular Joe. Forget about it. Because Hashem Yisbaruch is only testing the very best. Because he's only going to give it to someone who can handle it. If he gives to some average Joe, it's going to break them. Hashem is only giving it to you because he's giving it to his best. He's giving it to the best people that he can hold up on high, on that Neis Lehesnoseis Bo, to that staff, people who could serve as role models, to Gans Klai Yisrael and say, look at these Erlich Hayyidin. Look at what I hit them with. I gave them the biggest patch conceivable to mankind. I took away their child, and still look how they stay close to me. Look how they still want to stay connected to me. This is godless. You parents, you're on Noshim Gedolim Amod. How do you do it? I want to be around people like you. Now, your people, Hashem has decided in his infinite wisdom to say, I'm going to give them Yisurin like I give people salt. If I give them too much, it's going to break them. If I give them too little, it will not bring out their Nekudas Agalos. Avraham Avinu, who started Yiddishkeit, the Nisayin that made him Avraham Avinu, the Nisayin Ati Adati Kisha, what was that Nisayin? Akedas Yitzchak. Because a display, a readiness, a willingness to lose a son, to lose a child, where's the first time we encounter? And Kol HaTorah, as the Rambam points out, more Nevuchim, the first mention of Av on the pages of Chumash is Kachna es bincha es yitzchicha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. The first person loved on the pages of Chumash is a child. Because that's paradigmatic of what unconditional love is all about. Every child, regardless if a person can have a family of 5, 6, 7 children, never lose sight. They can have many other children, but losing one child, that's losing a world. Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, B'Shvili Nivra Olam, you save one life, you save the world. Every child has a world unto his own. Doesn't matter how many other kids. Never tell a parent, oh, you have other kids, other nachas. They lost a world unto itself. Every child is Kachna es Pincha, es Yechidcha, Asher Haftes Yitzchak. Every child is loved. That's the first mention of Av on the pages of Chumash. That's an unconditional love. Avram Avinu became Avram, became an individual who could start out Klal Yisrael, who could be our first patriarch, who could start the patriarchal line and bring the Shem Yisrael, as Ramban writes in number. He brought the Shem Yisrael into this world. He starts out Klal Yisrael because that's the beginning. Those are the underpinnings of what Klal Yisrael is all about. Av Hashem Atuli Medavar, how a father loves a child unconditionally. And at the same time, if the Eibishter decides to take this child away, Hashem Nelson, Hashem Lakach, then I accept it. It hurts, it's painful. And nothing could ever fill that void. Nothing could ever replace that vacuum is there forever. But at the same time, Hashem only tests the Avram Avinus amongst us. He only picks the best of the best. I can't explain. We have no Havana. We don't understand the Eibishter. When we get to based in Shemaila, Gadein and Shemaila, just like down here, there are a lot of questions with no answers upstairs. There are no questions. You see everything with a clarity. Until we get to Gan Eden Shemaila, we just don't know. But what we do know is that Hashem gave you this incredible, unfathomable Nisayan. It's because you are two amazing people who give endless nachas at a Borei Olam, who will continue to give nachas, who with this measurable, unfathomable pain are going to be mamshich weiter, mechayel achayel. You're going to continue that legacy of that wonderful, dear, smiling child, of that amazing child who himself or herself might have endured countless Yisurin. But regardless, we know that that child is right now on the highest of highs in Gan Eden Shemaila. And you, together with one another, will serve as role models for all the Klal Yisrael, that Hashem is going to one day say, look, Klal Yisrael, look at these people. I gave them the biggest patch in the Ganze Welt. I gave them an unfathomable pain that the vast majority of the world, they can't endure, they can't go on, they can't be Mamshech Weiter. And look at them being Mamshech Weiter. Look at how they're connecting to me. Look at how they're inspiring the masses, how they're inspiring so many people. That's godless. How can you handle it? I don't know. I don't know how anybody can handle it. But if Hashem Yisparach in His infinite wisdom gave it to you, it's because He knows. Then the recesses of your heart, you can handle it. And you will handle it. And you're going to grow as you're growing already. And Hashem's going to give you the kayach to be mamshech weiter, to inspire one another, to strengthen one another, and to strengthen and inspire so many people in your community and beyond. Because you're on noshem gedolim, on ma'od. Hashem is baruch. And you don't want to be the best, I know. But Hashem has decided that you are the best. You're the Avram Avinus, enduring your own Akedas Yitzchaks. You're the best. And you're going to be those role models for so many years to come. Until that day, Hashem takes your holy neshamas and rejoins them with that holy neshama that you lost years previous, so that together you'll be matayel for all of Nitzchias, for all of eternity in Gan Eden Shemaila. Hashem Yisbarach should give you the kayach. Should give you the nechama amitis bekarov, and it should only be mikano lahaba simchas and besuras tovas in your entire extended mishpacha. And Avet Hashem, we should come together for only simchas, especially together with you, such incredible, special, amazing people that never stop for a second giving endless nachas ruach to the Borei Olam. Should have the kayach to go vayta mechayel achayel for many happy and healthy gesund filled years up ahead.